MZTV.
Good morning, everyone. Testing 1, 2, 3. This is Martin Sender. This is not going to be your ordinary, average MZTV video. First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to apologize to the parasites. I complained about the parasites yesterday, and I blamed the parasites for my troubled life, for my mood, and I owe them, the lot of them, I owe them an apology, because they're God's creatures. You know, my motto is live and let live. They can do whatever they want. I don't care. I can't see them, so whatever. God's in charge of the parasites. If he wants parasites in my gut or in my brain or in my nose or up my ass, whatever. I can't control that. And don't tell me I can. I probably can. But the point is, I'm not worried about that. I'm not concerned about that. What I'm concerned about is that I think I'm trying to figure out the problem. Why am I continuously now in such a dark place? I thought it was the parasites. It seemed logical, like a logical explanation, but it's not. It's the Lincoln conspirators. That's my main problem. The Lincoln conspirators. Mary Surratt, George Atzerodt, Lewis Powell, David Harold, John Wilkes Booth, Ed Spangler, Samuel Mudd, these people. For one thing, they lived in the 1860s. The 1860s in my country was an era of mud. There were mud all over the streets, especially around the Washington, D.C. area where Abraham Lincoln lived and served. He was from Kentucky. It was full of mud. Everything was full of mud. There was nothing but mud on the earth in the 1860s. In fact, we're made of mud, and that upsets me, to be honest with you, more than the parasites, is the fact that the mud. I know I'm only halfway in the picture, but I'm getting close to the camera. I know that. I can see the camera. I know I have a problem. It's the mud. In fact, I've for a long time, I've been an aficionado of the Lincoln and the Kennedy assassinations, but the Lincoln assassination especially. You know, it was April 14th, 1865. The Civil War had just ended, and there was a lot of rain that weekend. And rain equals mud, and the streets were muddy, and Ford's Theater was on 10th Street, and Mary and Abraham Lincoln were going to attend the showing of Our American Cousin, starring Laura Keene. And he had promised his adoring public, and it was an adoring public, that he was going to attend the theater, but he didn't want to do it. He desperately did not want to go that evening. And yet, because he promised the people he would be there, he went. Okay, you know the rest of the story. So, John Wilkes Booth, who was a famous actor. He was like Tom Hanks back in the day. He really was. Everybody knew him. He was a well-known actor. So when you saw Booth, everybody was like asking for the autograph. And he was a ladies' man. He was very handsome. Everybody loved him. So, but he was going to kill the president, which is evil. He was a Southern sympathizer. He was like, he had Trump derangement syndrome, except instead of TDS, it was LDS. So LDS is not Latter-day Saints, it's Lincoln Derangement Syndrome. And that's what John Wilkes Booth, JWB, had. So he shot the president. I don't want to go into detail there. I could go into great detail there because, again, I studied it a lot, read many books on it. But Booth escaped over the Navy Yard Bridge, and he met a kid, really, named David Harold. And they hid out for a couple of weeks. And my son Gabe and I, we read this book about the Booth's escape route. What was the name of the book? Booth's escape route? No, it wasn't that ordinary. Manhunt. That was the name of the book. Great book. Get the book. It's called Manhunt. It's about the hunt for John Wilkes Booth. But anyway, they eventually found him at a farm, Garrett's farm. He thought he'd be a hero in the South. He thought as soon as he, you know, got over the Potomac River, he was going to be the new Brutus. Everybody was going to accept him as a hero, but they didn't. They were horrified. Everybody loved Lincoln. I mean, not everybody in the South loved Lincoln, but even in the South, they were appalled to learn that Lincoln was assassinated, the first president to be assassinated. So Booth had a rough way to go. They eventually found him at a farmhouse. They captured him, and Gabe and I went to the site of that farmhouse. It's in the middle of US 301. There's a median between the north and southbound 301. I think it's the 301, and the median is covered with woods. And you really have to know where that Garrett's farm used to be, where a Boston Corbett, a member of the Union Army, shot Booth in the neck. And now, in fact, this is one of the things that bothers me. Are you ready? This is one of the things. They have a piece of John Wilkes Booth's cervical vertebrae, where the bullet is, where he was paralyzed. He lived for a few minutes, maybe an hour. I don't know. I should know, but I don't. I'm ashamed that I don't know, but I don't. And somebody has it in a laboratory in Boston. Okay, that bothers me. Really bothers me. Second thing that bothers me is that Mary Surratt owned a boarding house in Washington, D.C. on 8th Street called the Surratt Boarding House, ironically enough. And the conspirators used to meet there. At Surratt used to meet there. Harold used to meet there. John Surratt, I think it was her brother, used to meet there. And they were, at first, the plot was to kidnap Lincoln. That's what they wanted to do at first. Kidnap Lincoln. Did I mention Dave Harold used to? Well, if I didn't, I should have. But anyway, on the night of the escape, Booth picked up some weapons at the Surratt's tavern. Mary Surratt also had a tavern in Virginia, not far away from Washington, D.C., maybe an hour and a half carriage ride through the mud. Guarantee to you, through the mud. I hate this mud. I hate it. It's just the 1860s. It's just a dreary, dreary time. Even when they were celebrating the end of the Civil War, I can't help but think that mud is covering everything. I can just smell the air, and it's very depressing to me. Okay, so after Lincoln's shot, the country is horrified. They have a trial, and there's like 10 defendants in the trial. Four are sentenced to be hung, sentenced to death. Four of them are sentenced to death. Mary Surratt, and even to this day, her case is like suspiciously wrong, like she should never have been. She was the first woman to be hung in the United States. Maybe first and last, but I know first. To be hung, and they actually hung this woman right next to Lewis Payne, who attacked Secretary Seward. He attacked the Secretary of State, Seward. He knifed him, took him and slashed his jawbone with a knife, but he was rescued by his attendants, and they drove away Lewis Payne. Lewis Payne was a big guy, like an ape of a man. An ape of a man. And they drove him out. He was captured. And then David Harold was with Booth when he was shot. He was in the tobacco barn at the Garrett farm. He ran the hell out when they started smoking Booth out. They started to smoke Booth out. They lit the barn on fire. Harold said, well, see you, Johnny. It's been nice knowing you. He got away. They captured him. He didn't get away. He got away from the barn. They captured him. Then, boom, Boston Corbett shot Booth. So they got Harold in irons. They got Mary Surratt in irons, although since she was a woman and dainty, they didn't keep her in irons. They got Lewis Payne and irons. They got George Atzerodt. Atzerodt was supposed to kill the vice president, Johnson. He was supposed to kill Andrew Johnson, but he didn't. He chickened out. He had a lot to drink that night. Who wouldn't? And he said, no, I'm not going to kill the vice president. I'm done. But yet he was a conspirator, George Atzerodt. I believe he was an immigrant too. I forget where he was from. I should know that, and I apologize. George Atzerodt. So there's the four of them standing on the gallows outside of the old penitentiary, they called it then. Today it's Fort McNair. Fort McNair. Today it's Fort McNair. So I'm fascinated by these photos. It's really sick. But they have pictures of the gallows and of the four conspirators, Surratt, Powell, who was also known as Lewis Payne, Harold, and Atzerodt. And they're putting nooses around their necks. They're talking to them. And they drop the floor out from under them. And two of them died instantly, Payne and Atzerodt. Jerked around for 5 minutes. I'm sorry to have to report, but they did. So that site today, I'm fascinated by historical sites, right? Especially sites that nobody knows about. Like, okay, the place where these conspirators were hung, this weird day, this terrible day, this muddy day, this gross day, this dank day, this dark day, this sicko day, is now a tennis court. Ladies and gentlemen, I found this out 2 days ago. It's now a tennis court inside Fort McNair. Here's a picture of a guy holding a photograph of the execution of the four Lincoln conspirators, holding up against a tennis court. And I wouldn't be surprised if today the actual site of the crucifixion of our Lord is a merry-go-round, or no, a peanut vendor, a cotton candy machine, something. This earth, this is what gets me, this, if parasites have nothing to do with this, this earth has seen such evil. This earth is weighted down with the blood of guilty and innocent people. The horrors this earth has seen that are covered up with freaking tennis courts. I can't take much more of this bullshit. I can't. I can't ignore the fact that I am actually living on the earth that crucified Christ, that shot Lincoln, that hung Surratt. I am on the same freaking earth, and everybody pretends everything is okay by building tennis courts. I hope everybody's happy who built the tennis courts. I'm not happy.